What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
We ought to have a prayer called the goddamn prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, hurtling at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A.
Just stop sucking George Soros's ding-a-ling.
It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if you're listening to us live out east. If it isn't that time, you must be listening to us possibly as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7. Or maybe you've gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at Apple Podcasts, at Stitcher, at Spotify, at wherever the hell you get your podcasts from. We should hopefully be there. If we're not, drop us a note somewhere and let us know. And we'll kick in some doors, some e-doors.
Yes.
Say, get us on your podcast network-y thingy, broadcast-y thing. However, whenever, wherever you're receiving us, we appreciate the crap out of it. We are going to be here for the next couple hours, talking about there's an impeachment going on, but you know,
yay.
I mean, it's just kind of like,
well, what are you going to do?
That's exactly what it is. But I mean, it's just now political points as much as the Democrats can extract politically out of it, and try to just make the Republicans show what slithering, festering anal reptiles they are.
I mean, they're fuckholes and not good fuckholes.
And hopefully get their cloacas handed to them.
Ooh.
In November.
Oh, yes.
Which
absolutely.
Which is the ultimate goal. And,
right.
There's a few of these Republican senators that I'll give Bloomberg little credit, even though I think he needs to stay the fuck out of the presidential race. I'll give Bloomberg a little. Oh, my name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and I agree with you about Bloomberg. But I think he should participate with his fucking cash.
Well, that's what I was just going to finish saying, is that he is also doing a good thing, and he is slinging some money. Some other money. That's how much money he has. Didn't we say he spent like $200 million already? And he's also sending a mill here, a mill there to some of these Republican purpley state Senate races where he's doing ads about what's her face? Susan Collins voted this way during the impeachment procedure. Why doesn't she want to see any evidence? That kind of stuff.
I mean, it's fucking nuts, man. I mean,
so he is doing that.
Yeah, that's nice. That's nice. And
we shouldn't have that at all.
Michael Bloomberg's wallet shouldn't exist. Mm-hmm. Tom Steyer's bank account shouldn't be what it is. I mean, that's why we have poor fucking people living under the goddamn bridges. But you're right.
We should keep them the fuck out of our election as much as possible. I mean, it's never going to happen totally, but it should be publicly funded elections, 90 days. None of this bullshit.
Oh, yeah. It's fucking stupid.
Jungle primaries with ranked voting.
Well, also,
like I said, 90 days before November, whatever, the first week of November.
Yeah.
Because this is bullshit. But it's bullshit. Especially with this goose-stepping pig liquor in the goddamn fucking White House.
Oh, yes. That pig liquor's not licking anything good. I've never heard that.
No offense
term
to Melania.
Oh yes, is that an actual farm term?
Come to think of it, he hasn't been licking Melania.
Yeah,
probably in a day or two.
Is that a farm term, pig licker, like a thing?
I don't know.
Is that a job? Keep them pigs happy.
D-baller.
Mm-hmm. Jody Ernst. Oh, the Republicans are just fucking vile. And, you know, the Democrats out there, listen, the Republicans are never going to behave. They're not going to be reasonable. They're a party built on racism, oppression of the poor, homophobia, all kinds of bad shit.
But the Democrats, we're winning! I can feel the spirit rising! Can't you?
The Democrats should come together and quit fucking with each other in this primary and really just stop. They should stop talking about the fucking issues. They're very similar on the fucking issues. The one issue that's important, Donald Trump in the White House. What is Russia doing? And will our elections be fair? They won't be. So talk about that, right? I mean, they're very similar on healthcare and all the other bullshit, right?
That's why kudos to Elizabeth Warren for saying that if she wins, she's going to impanel an independent group over at the Justice Department to look into the crimes of the Trump administration.
Yeah, because we have to, because we don't know what in the fuck they're doing. And I got to tell you, it's fucking shocking. It's shocking that nobody gives a shit. And it's shocking that you can't get enough Republican senators together to do anything. I mean, what a horrible, useless piece of shit.
Enough.
Party.
One.
Yeah, he's just got one.
Enough.
One motherfucker. And I'll say one motherfucker at this point. So to that one motherfucker, fuck off. You waited so long. You waited so fucking long.
Well, and even Mitt Romney is saying, you know, well, I agree that maybe we should consider seeing witnesses, but only after the opening arguments. We'll make the decision after that. And I have no doubt that when the opening arguments are all done, he's going to say, I don't really think we need to see any witnesses. I haven't seen anything that I think is impeachable and removable. Untoward, yes. Right. You know, he'll pull that. Well, it's bad what the president did, but
oh, yes.
I don't think it's enough to remove him.
Right.
That'll be Mitt all the way through the spectrum to Rand Paul saying, deep state, Hillary, when are we going to indict Obama?
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, with Mitt, I mean, and all these other Republicans, they don't like Donald Trump because he's brash, and they don't like it because he's vulgar, and he uses Twitter, and he doesn't sound like he was shat out of Thurston Howell III's urethra.
Who doesn't like him?
The Republicans don't like Donald Trump for that reason.
The Senate.
Some of them, like Mitt Romney. Now, they don't have... I really honestly don't think Mitt Romney has a problem with zero tolerance. I do not think Mitt Romney has an issue with his homophobic bullshit.
Right.
I think they're fine with all that. I literally think it's just the appearance. I think they think Trump is uncouth.
Oh, yeah.
I think that...
Oh, yeah. He is. And that's what has allegedly bothered Donnie his whole life. That's why no matter how much money he had, he was never really accepted into the upper twatosphere of high society.
Yeah.
And he said that Bloomberg even said that. Bloomberg is like, Trump is a joke in New York society. He's a clown. He's the used car salesman of New York.
Yeah.
Obviously shady. Untrustworthy,
yes,
etc.
I mean, I think that's what we all have to remember. It's like these Republicans, there's one, right? There's just one that gives a shit. And he really does it.
Who?
Mitt Romney, right?
Gives a shit about...
No, he doesn't care, though.
About?
I mean, he doesn't care about America.
I think there may be a whiff of caring about the institution.
Yes.
of it all.
Maybe. White people, at least.
And, well, yeah. I'm not saying,
I mean, because the the timing is insane. I mean, if the Republicans were truly concerned about this country, they wouldn't allow this guy to climb to the top of their ticket. And they couldn't stand up to him in the primary. They just couldn't. They were afraid.
It's, you know, the older school Republican who is like, it's okay to think racist thoughts, but good heavens, never speak them out loud.
Well, and it's okay to implement racism into legislation.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Just be on the down low about it,
please. Put it in legalese and say urban.
But I don't know. The problem with our country is, dude, the Democrats do not have the gumption to say, or your white middle class can't just say, listen, I should make my vote about the people in society that needs to, the most vulnerable, the people that will suffer under Donald Trump. So I better vote for the person that's the most likely to beat him. I don't think we can do that. We're not that selfless.
So some of us?
Some, you know.
Well, and the other, you know, the outside influences that are trying to fuck everything up are trying to pit us against each other.
Right. Yeah.
And trying to make it so that we don't trust our elections. We don't trust our system. They want us to blow up our system.
Blow.
But they want us to you know, let's start goose-stepping and enjoying really shitty architecture.
Ha 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 ha! You mean like the Mussolini buildings and shit like that?
But those buildings in
is that what you're referencing?
In Italy, that's what comes to mind. But just that the creepy utilitarian corporate fuckery kind of stuff. Of if you go to Rome, go to Iore, hop on the subway, or take. I think I took a bike one time, rode down there, it's the section where, you know, Mussolini kind of went wild with some of his
designs. Okay, I understand why people hate the DNC. I get that. But why isn't the RNC the big boogeyman? Aren't they the people that helped Russia? Didn't the RNC give Russia information on certain states and certain districts so they could do these targeted Facebook ads?
Manafort.
Dude.
Yeah, Manafort promised one of those oligarchy dudes that he would keep him abreast
right.
on what was going on, like with numbers and shit. Why? Golly gee, Willikers, I wonder why.
You know, it's just weird. It's like if you asked any Democrat with children, I would imagine, what would you do to get your child out of a cage? Would you, Bernie bro, would you vote for Joe Biden? Could you? Would you vote for Elizabeth Warren, even though you're like, never Warren? Could you do that?
Well, the same groups, you know, on social media that metastasized during the last one that allegedly represent people who are way into Bernie.
Yeah.
Are resurrected right now. And now they're turning the same bullshit against Warren. The exact same bullshit against Warren, slightly different, you know, cross out Hillary, insert Elizabeth.
Yeah.
And she's a liar, never Warren.
When you run a campaign,
she can't do this, blah, blah, blah.
When you run a campaign like that, I don't know what people are thinking.
But he's not running that campaign.
Is he?
Well, that's the question.
Well, I would say, then where is he? Then where is Bernie telling his Bernie bros to get in line?
Well, that's what was going on in 2016, was a lot of the critiques, was that he wasn't policing his gross followers enough. But then the question becomes, how many are really his followers?
Well, I don't know.
And how many are orchestrated to just divide the groups up?
I don't know. If I was Bernie, this is what I would be thinking. In 2016, there are Americans that supported me, but wouldn't come out and vote for Hillary. And now we're out of the Iran deal. And now we have zero tolerance. And we have all these fucking things that we wouldn't have had if Hillary was elected. But my fucking followers, fuck this country. What am I going to do about it this time? I don't know. Is he thinking about that? Does he care?
Who? Trump?
Bernie.
Oh, Bernie.
Is he getting his fuckers in line? That's my question.
I don't know.
Yeah. Shit.
I mean, not on Twitter.
Yes.
Not on Facebook. We get go over to at Crab Diving on the Twitter or Crab Diving on the Facebook. And we get some, put up something Hillary related.
Right.
You see what happens.
People lose their shit.
The Bernie bots come out.
Yeah. I mean.
Put up a butter emails. Oh, yeah. Well, the most corrupt person ever to run for president. Maybe you should run a better candidate next time.
Run a better candidate. It's stupid. Lex Luthor was running on the other side.
We did run. The better candidate was clear. When it came down to a two-person race.
Yeah.
The better candidate was clear.
Right.
Clear as fucking can be.
And you know, I don't know. I mean, you can blame the Hillary campaign for their strategy for not going to Michigan or Pennsylvania, not putting in the time there. But, you know, I don't know.
Trump tweeted a picture. Somebody painted a snowplow.
Yes.
In the front of the snowplow is red.
Okay.
It says Trump 2020. Pushing snowflakes aside.
Oh, God.
Trump tweeted the picture and said, "That's a real fan. Thank you."
Jesus.
Exclamation point.
The guy's probably in the Klan or something.
It's our president.
Yeah. That's our president.
Oh, he's coming to Florida. That's spectacular. We're paying for that.
You know, I don't know, man.
Crazy Bernie. An hour ago, Crazy Bernie takes the lead in the Democrat parties. Primaries. But it is looking more and more like the Dems will never allow him to win! Exclamation point. Will Sleepy Joe be able to stumble across the finish line? Question mark.
Oh my God.
What a fucking asshole.
You know, I don't know. That is, we're so simple in this country. You just got to put some bots out there that make us hate each other. Makes a bunch of comfortable middle-class people hate each other.
Democrats are going to destroy your Social Security. Oh, he must have seen the backlash to the comments he made at Davos.
No.
About entitlements. And he was like, oh, yeah, well, look at that. And they said, well, you ran on that you would never touch those. And he said something like, well, we've never had assets like this before.
What does that mean?
Like the government has never taken in more money, which is a outright lie.
Yeah.
The deficit has skyrocketed under him.
Where did he
blew a hole in it. And then the typical, the same thing's going to happen. We know it's going to happen.
Right.
Democrats are going to win. Republicans are going to squeal 5 minutes after Congress starts. Oh, look what you've done to the deficit.
Oh, yeah. Well,
after their tax cuts for the rich pushed us over $1 trillion deficit.
That's ridiculous. It's insane. I mean, that tax cut was wacko.
Well, right.
And it seems like, am I nuts to think, like, in a civilized society, you would, I don't know, you could impeach a guy for that. You could impeach a guy for giving tax cuts to, let's say, why did Wells Fargo get a tax cut? What have they done for our country in the last few years to deserve that? What has Wells Fargo's positive accomplishments been?
Right. A lot of jobs.
Well, if I remember correctly,
a lot of rich people.
Didn't they do a lot of evil shit? Like they opened bank accounts for people.
And who caught them? Elizabeth Warren's Consumer Financial Protection Bureau.
That's
caught
great.
A lot of these banks that the Republicans have shanked. And now who's in charge of it? Mick Mulvaney. Who squealed little slithering squeals at all of his time as a congressman about that.
Yes.
We got to get rid of it. It's unconstitutional. How dare you make corporations have to be liable for their fuckery.
But yeah.
How dare you?
And what makes me crazy, dude, it's like...
If they were for the people, we wouldn't need the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau.
And
if our representatives actually fucking cunting represented us.
Right. And if, let's say, Amazon paid some taxes, Jeff Bezos would be okay.
I think he'll be all right.
And Amazon would be okay. The company would still be...
Sure.
Would still make money. God, think about Amazon. They want to pay people. They want to hire these fulfillment centers as an independent contractor thing.
Right.
So they have no responsibility for any of those people filling those orders. So they have that slave labor thing going on. And on top of that, they get a massive tax break.
But look at their atmosphere now. If you make 12% profit this year, next year you make 11.9% profit. Oh my God! We got to start budget cutting. We have to start firing people and making those, get rid of the unions so that we can pay those people nothing and outsource to China. Cause I need more money.
You know, if you,
I'm buying my kids into college.
Right. If you're ever in Pensacola and go sailing down the Sound, which is in between the Gulf and,
It's beautiful,
but you can look and you can see where the one percenters live because there's some of them here and you can see the castles they've built on the water. And then you can drive, 25 minutes in any direction and you can see fuck tons of poverty.
Not one percenters.
Right.
Right.
Why do we have that? That's insane, man.
Well, there's we haven't gotten to the headlines yet, but there's a story. I think it is an Oxfam study.
Yes.
Tell me that I saved that URL.
Oxfam. Oh, the link to the study.
Four letter words.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of really damning about what our current worldwide financial system is about, how the rich are just sucking all the money up for themselves.
Well,
fewer and fewer people.
You know, it's funny. They think there's only so much money to go around. And then on top of that, there's only so much rights to go around. Why is it the one percenters oftentimes that
empathy?
Yeah, an empathy. Like they don't want gay people to get married, or they don't want anybody to have a living wage.
The opening line of a report from Oxfam International titled "Time to Care." Unpaid and underpaid care work and the global inequality crisis.
Oh, shit.
The opening line says, economic inequality is out of control.
Okay.
Quote, in 2019, the world's billionaires, only 2,153 people.
Yes.
Had more wealth.
Than
4.6 billion people.
Why aren't we taking their shit? This is stupid.
This great divide is based on a flawed and sexist economic system.
Sexist.
That's from the Oxfam report.
Well, of course it's sexist, right? Because we don't have equal pay for women.
Right.
So, yeah,
and
it's inherently sexist.
And in some countries, they just were just allowed to drive. You know, it's not, I'm not saying we're anywhere near perfect. We're still fighting to pass the goddamn Equal Rights Amendment, which I can't believe.
Yeah.
That from the 70s, there are still people trying to pass pass the Equal Rights Amendment. It's kind of a no-brainer.
You know, it's interesting when you hear, like, you hang out at, you know, sometimes I go to these different protests they'll have in Pensacola, and you know, there's all these little groups that hang out and they're younger people, and their motto is revolt, not reform. Now, if you put in the context of what you just said, that makes perfect sense. Because we participate in this bullshit fucking system that brought us Donald Trump. So everybody spent all the time up to 2016 pounding it into our heads. Go out and vote. Vote blue. Go out and vote. Well, everybody did that. And we picked our president. And our system fucked us. So at some point, how many people? Billions and billions. It's just a couple of thousand people own everything.
4.6 billion.
Dude, as soon as people just start realizing their power like Donald Trump has, we can have all that shit.
And one of the things they say here is a major contributor, because the reason they say sexist is because of the utter undervaluing of caregiving as work.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What do you mean by caregiving? Like
taking care of kids, families.
A human being or a sick person.
Yes.
Child needs something. What is care? What do you mean by that? Something is what? What is that? Like caring?
That's one of those empathy things.
Oh, okay.
That's yeah.
You're gonna have to define that.
Sympathy, empathy.
Deplorables listening, that all they care about is Jesus, which doesn't.
Well,
exist.
Which is interesting, because that's kind of all Jesus talked about. They just ignore those parts and decide to underline and highlight like Leviticus.
Oh, yeah.
And stuff like that. But that loving your neighbor it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than it is for a rich man to make his way into heaven.
Right.
How ambiguous is that?
Yes. I fuck.
How ambiguous is that? Rich people are assholes and they go to hell, is what Jesus was saying.
In our society is so fucking crazy. We have like these rich people. Now they expect to go to heaven. They expect it. They take everybody's money and they expect it.
They bought their way into heaven and they give $100,000 to Joel Osteen.
And these sociopaths,
a lot of those frauds.
These sociopath dickbags. And then when some climate change related disaster happens, instead of blaming their materialism and all the plastic we're shitting into the atmosphere and all the fucking, I don't know, the emissions and shit, they blame gay people for fucking each other in the ass. That's why we get hurricanes.
So the caregiving is disproportionately performed by females, those kind of jobs. And being a mother, stay-at-home mother, is a job. Emphasizes the need for global governments to pursue bold actions to address inequality. From the report, quote, this is the Oxfam India CEO. Ooh, boy. Amitabh?
Oh, yes.
Amitabh.
Never heard of that?
Behar.
Oh, yeah.
Is this person's name?
Wow. Oh, that person.
Yes, I don't...
Amitabh Behar.
It's Amitabh Behar.
My name is boring as fuck.
Who's in Davos this week said the gap between rich and poor can't be resolved without deliberate inequality-busting policies, and too few governments are committed to these. Certainly not ours.
God damn. Man.
Oxfam, by the way, is a confederation of 19 independent charitable organizations that focus on the alleviation of global poverty.
You know, it's like we have this government full of rich white fuckers, and this government's like, how are we going to continue to take shit from these people? Oh, I know. We'll start a police force full of a bunch of racist lunatics, and we'll oppress all the poor people, and we'll just take their shit. And if they rise up against us, these cops will fire rubber bullets and squirt hoses at us, water at us, until we can't take their shit anymore.
Yeah, rubber for now.
Yeah.
Until some false flagger shoots at them, and then...
That number you read is insane.
Well, sure.
2,000... We're getting bullied by 2,000 people.
who shouldn't exist economically.
No.
Yeah, a couple hundred million dollars, you're cool. You're okay. You're doing okay. 10, 20, 50, $100 billion. Give me a fucking break.
You know, and I saw...
Not necessary.
You know, I was on the Book of Face, and someone I'm connected with was talking about income equality and how horrible it is, and I was chiming in here and there, and then they're like, this guy's like, what about these people who earn it the old-fashioned way through good old hard work? And I was like, how do you amass Jeff Bezos money that way? Or that's not the kind of shit we're talking about.
Well, right.
You're talking about old money handed
over. Well, and define hard work.
Yeah. Well, go to an accounting firm.
Well, that's what
I mean. And go to an office.
How does he think, you know, you go out and just start digging ditches? I mean, maybe.
No, yeah.
If you get start a ditch digging service somehow, I mean, then you're going to come up against some asshole who's already a national chain of ditch digging, roto digger, rooter, ditcher.
Absolutely.
And they're going to squash you like to quote the dude on Shark Tank, like the cockroach you are.
Yeah, and that's a point. You know who says that? All those fuckers on Shark Tank can suck my dick. I used to like that show. I used to enjoy that
show. I do like that show. I still like that show.
Fuck those motherfuckers. Fuck them all. All of them. Their very existence. You know, these rich people, they have the gall to think that they don't want to pay taxes because they're like, well, I give my money to where I want. Well, why do you think you're smart enough to figure out where your money should be distributed? Who the fuck do you think you are?
Well, exactly. And who's... why should we depend on someone's beneficence? And what if they have biases? What if it's a racist billionaire who decides he wants his money only to help white people?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Like, yeah, right.
Who's made his billions off of our society.
Yes.
Our pluralistic melting pot society.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's like Mike Bloomberg or Tom Steyer. I think these guys feel like because they're incredibly wealthy, they're also brilliant and they need to run our government.
Oh, yeah. There's a megalomania that comes with it. I mean, which is why, you know, I give Elon Musk a little credit. I mean, he's nutballs, but at least he's out there blowing money. Like you said, he invests, you know, a lot of the money that they make right back into R&D and stuff. And and he has big, giant ideas to get shit done that not necessarily puts a ton of more money in his pocket right away.
Right.
Or shareholders. That's who's pissed at him with the Tesla stuff is the shareholders of Tesla. They're like, wait a minute. What do you mean you're putting money back into R&D? Where's my dividends?
You know, you bring up that fence. No, you said ditch digging. This made me think of my friend. He's a musician, but his day job is he's really good at putting in fences, wooden fences.
Cool.
And, you know, for whatever a normal size yard is here, it's around $300. That's what he charges. The problem is he has a hard time making money because guess what? There's big companies that make fencing.
Oh yeah.
And they don't make money on putting the fencing in. They make money
prefabbed or
off financing the fencing.
Oh my God.
So they can put in really nice fencing. Maybe, you know, I don't know. And this guy can't compete with that.
There you go.
That's our problem. It's like all of a sudden all these, maybe I'm understanding this incorrectly, but all these businesses, they grow and grow and grow. And then at some point for their goods or services, They charge whatever they want, but then they offer financing. And then that's how they fuck people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, that didn't make any sense, but it's like...
Our broken economies are lining the pockets of billionaires and big business at the expense of ordinary men and women. Okay. No wonder people are starting to question whether billionaires should even exist.
Right! They shouldn't exist.
Amitabh Behar said,
"Yeah,
the report explains the broken economic model. Broken. Our economic model's broken.
It's fucked.
has accumulated vast wealth and power into the hands of a rich few, in part by exploiting the labor of women and girls and systematically violating their rights. Women and girls are among those who benefit least from today's economic system. They spend billions of hours cooking, cleaning, and caring for children and the elderly. Unpaid care work is the hidden engine that keeps the wheels of our economies, businesses, and societies moving.
Yeah.
It's often driven by women who have little time to get an education, earn a decent living, or have a say in how societies are run, and are therefore trapped at the bottom of the economy.
Right. Doesn't Elizabeth Warren have shit that addresses that in her platform?
That's how she... Yeah, and you talk about making America great again. She talks about that back in her the day.
Yes.
She was able to go to college for $100. Or something like that. But it's something that's bad for us. If it hadn't been for, I think it was her aunt or something like that. She tells the story, one of her old aunts that moved in with them to help care for her kids, she wouldn't have been able to do it.
Right.
Because she couldn't afford health care and going to college and then getting a law degree.
Yeah.
She couldn't have done that without her aunt just donating her time, living at home. There's, again, that's what Oxfam is talking about here.
Right.
Old Aunt Tilly, or whatever her name was, wasn't made. I mean, she was obviously not asking for anything. She was doing it because she was a wonderful woman. But what a great country we would have if there was UBI for her. Extra for caregivers.
Right.
Hey,
yes.
You're a caregiver. You should get an extra $2,000 a month.
Right.
For your living expenses. Thanks for contributing to a sane society by raising decent human beings who give a shit about each other.
You know, the thing with Andrew Yang and his UBI is... And yes, I understand Andrew Yang's UBI. I get it. We've been talking about it for years on this fucking show. Here's the issue. We have something in our government called Republicans. And they see, I would get Andrew Yang. I would understand Andrew Yang if we had a revolt rather than reform government ready to go. If Andrew Yang could march into D.C. with a column of soldiers and take over the Capitol building and the White House and make our government do that UBI,
or
I'm down.
Enough of a giant mandate to take over super majorities in both chambers.
Yeah.
Which is the electoral equivalent of a revolution. But that's not going to happen. If we barely take the Senate back, that's going to be the angels squirting boob juice down on us.
Boob juice. Boobjuice.com exists. Does that exist?
I would have no doubt.
Boobjuice.edu.
Oxfam estimates that those at the bottom of the economy, particularly females living in poverty from marginalized groups, collectively spend 12.5 billion hours on free daycare work daily.
Damn. Daily.
And countless more earning low wages. Their work adds to the value of the economy at least $10.8 trillion, which the report says is probably an underestimate.
You know, we worked for these evil empire companies back in the day in Chicago. And you know, all these lawyers, senior partners, vice president dick fucks, these insurance places, these huge law firms. You know, these old white guys, they get to work probably around 9. Prior to work, they went to a fancy gym, did a little working out. Then they take a nice, long, leisurely lunch. Maybe they have a meeting. Maybe they tell people what to do. Then they leave and they go home. And they're probably home by 7 o'clock. They sit down and they watch the Shark Tank and they jack off to 1%ers telling entrepreneurs how to go fuck themselves. And then they just do the same thing over and over again. It's a very easy life, what I described. But on top of that,
it's hard work, Ryan.
But they're all going to the doctor. They're all working out.
Their parents bought them that degree that they got, that economics degree.
They're all working out. They're all eating healthy.
MBA, another a senior vice executive president, poobah, over at Ernst & Young.
But people that do manual labor, they don't go to the gym. They don't go to yoga. They don't do anything. They don't have any fucking time to take care of the body that they have to use every fucking day to sling a hammer or to repair a fucking car. Let's fuck them up! This is insane. It really makes me nuts. I mean, shit, dude. What more do you want? We elected Hillary Clinton by how many millions of votes?
Two or three million.
And now we're looking at an election that looks very similar to 2016. And the only thing that the Democrats are saying is go vote blue. And I don't disagree with that. Of course, we all have to go do that. But that's the plan. That's the plan. And guess what? That was the plan last fucking time.
Oh, my God. I'm changing subjects for a minute here. I'm just looking at Trump's Twitter feed.
Yes.
He says a poll of radical do-nothing Democrats just came out in Florida. Nice results.
What does that mean?
This is Florida Chamber of Commerce, so that would lend me to believe that it's conservative-y.
Yes.
Cherry Communications.
Okay.
608 likely voters. It's not a huge sampling. Florida presidential polling, and it's the head-to-head of Biden, Warren, Buttigieg, and Bloomberg against Trump.
Right.
Here in Florida.
Okay. Biden, Buttigieg. Why is it all B's?
That's because that's who's the top four right now.
Oh, weird.
Joe Biden loses to Trump by 4%.
Okay.
Elizabeth Warren loses to Trump by 7%. Pete Buttigieg loses to Trump by 7%. Michael Bloomberg loses to Trump by 5% here in Florida in the latest poll.
Is that a real poll? I mean, it is a real poll.
I don't know what the score over, I should check 538, but the Florida Chamber of Commerce Cherry Communications poll, who the hell knows?
God damn. It's so rigged.
It could be bullshit. Don't forget, Trump tweeted it, so it could be bullshit. But then this next one is interesting. He tweeted all caps, "I love Alabama." All caps. "I love Alabama." But get this.
Why?
Alabama Senate. Republican primary election poll.
Yes.
And he tweets all caps, "I love Alabama."
Yes.
And this poll clearly shows that right now in the lead in the Republican primary for the Senate at 35% is Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III.
What?
Who
the
he
fuck?
Despises.
Wait. The point is, Jeff Bosesh is in the lead in Alabama.
He may go back to the Senate.
God, what the fuck do you... What other job? What other fucking job do you have? Let's say you work for a company called America, and we make racist widgets.
What's he gonna do? He's been sucking at the...
How old is he?
70. He's got to be up there. He's got to be 70 something.
Well, I know what he could do.
Retire.
Similar. Yes.
Second place, Tommy Tuberville.
Tuber.
Wasn't he a football coach?
Fuck. I don't know. I don't know that guy. I'm sure some.
I thought he was a former football coach.
I've never heard of
college him. Football coach.
Tuber. Tommy Tuber. Meat tube. Jeez.
But why would Trump...
Who else tweeted, "I love Alabama" yesterday in all caps?
Why would Trump tweet, "I love Alabama"? And then when he hates... Anyway. He was the head football coach at the University of Mississippi, then Auburn.
Right.
from 99 to 2008, then Texas Tech and the University of Cincinnati. So he's been a long time college football coach. Now he's running for Senate, Tommy Tuberville. He's in second place to Jefferson Beauregard Sessions. Third place,
a football
with
coach,
12%, Bradley Byrne. I don't know him.
This is a
fourth
Republican?
Place with 8%. 8%
Stop
of
it.
Republicans.
Stop it. You aren't going to say that. That you're not going to say.
Riding in on Sassy. I got my gun right here. Roy Moore. Banned from your local mall.
Oh, yeah. Just think about what you have to do to get fired in Alabama. I don't even. Well, I don't know because, I mean, Roy Moore, I don't know. He likes to rape minors, right? I mean, he did some bad shit with women. He sexually assaulted underage girls. He's a fucking asshole. I mean, you couldn't imagine. Listen, I would name a Republican you would let babysit.
Well, yeah.
Would you let, if you had a child, no. Would you let Donald Trump watch your dog for an afternoon?
Are you insane?
Would you let George Bush?
Oh, yeah. He's got dogs.
Okay.
Sure, I would let George Bush watch.
Obama?
Oh, absolutely.
Of course. Bill.
Bill Clinton?
Yeah, yeah. Well, he's very old.
Okay,
now. Come on.
Now, hold on.
All right.
I was trying to figure out what this next poll that Trump tweeted was about, and now I just figured it out. When I look at the third name. Interesting poll in Texas 13.
Okay.
Hashtag Texas 13.
Okay.
Texas 13, open seat, primary in March, runoff May 26th. Republican primary election. It's pretty close. It's almost a four-way tie. 17, ooh. 16, 15, and 15%.
Right.
Respectively, for Chris Ekstrom, Josh Weingartner, Ronnie Jackson, and Elaine Hayes. Ronnie Jackson is Dr. Feelgood.
Oh.
You'll recall the White House doctor proclaimed that
you know,
Trump had good genes, may live to be a couple hundred,
right.
Do
not rush.
Was the guy that you could run to. Yeah.
The Ronnie Jackson shit was really good. Not good in a good way, but fuck this mic stand. Fuck that. And like it was insanely funny, all the shenanigans, and then we just stopped talking about it. And it's always bothered me.
Him running around naked in the hotel?
Yeah, dude. I mean, it's an extraordinary story. I mean,
right.
The guy he's gonna be our Surgeon General, right? That was the idea.
Head the VA, I thought. I thought Trump wanted him to head the VA at one point.
Okay, either one would be insane, wouldn't it?
Well, sure.
And that see, I think Maddow made a point about this, like, it speaks to Trump's intellect when his personal pilot's like, I really like this pilot, I'm gonna have him head the FAA. Or the, whatever, is it the FAA that looks into bullshit?
Like one of his personal pilots or something?
Why would you think just because somebody could... They should run an organization that pushes paper in a bureaucracy that keeps that organization going, or that a guy running around naked throwing Xanax at people should run the fucking VA.
Right.
But that's how he thinks for some fucked up reason. I don't know. He just likes people close to him. He likes people that he's paid to be close to him.
The defense officials open investigation into drinking and drug allegations against White House doctor.
This is Ronnie.
Yeah.
Can we just, I know there's so much. Can we just do a short memory lane about the highlights of Ronnie? I mean, it was the drugs he gave Trump Adderall, right?
Well, we don't even know about that, but. He certainly was nowhere near qualified.
I mean, imagine in the confirmation hearing, Dr. Jackson, we have this account of you running around a hotel out of your room with no clothes on, banging on a female colleague's door, right?
Former colleagues of Jackson's had claimed that he drank to excess, handed out drugs liberally, and created a hostile working environment.
Yes.
Senator John Tester said some of the exact words that were used by the folks we talked to were abusive to staff, very explosive personality, belittles folks underneath him, screamed at staff. They also claimed he was, quote, repeatedly drunk during work trips. In the previous administration, they were told stories where he was repeatedly drunk while on duty, where his main job was to take care of the most powerful man in the world.
I mean, when you say, like, he was drunk during a work trip, okay. I'm sure people that have traveled for business have all been there, you know? I've had out-of-town acting jobs, and I'm sure, you know, when I was playing Darren the Dirt Devil, do you remember that?
I was in a
costume. Nobody knows this, but Dirt Devil used to have a mascot that was actually a person that looked like a Lego man, and I would wear the costume and go to different events, and they would pay me way too much for this stupid fucking job.
Hotel room.
I'll get a hotel room.
Yeah.
Well, and after that, boy, I'd take that costume off and I'd waddle down to some, I don't know, restaurant, have a few, get wasted, and go back and watch TV. I did that on a work trip, just like Ronnie Jackson. Except my job was different.
According to a 2012 report,
I want this guy to run the VA. He gets drunk repeatedly at work.
A watchdog report ordered in 2012.
Yes.
Found that he and a rival physician exhibited unprofessional behaviors as they engaged in a power struggle over the White House medical unit. Oh, I kind of remember that. Remember there was some like backstabbing going on and
over the White House's medical unit?
Well, who was trying to take over the White House medical unit?
See, like
Dr. Ronnie and this other guy.
You know that you use this expression, fish stinks from the head?
Sure.
From the head down, right?
Well, sideways for fish, a lot of fish.
Right. God, can
you
imagine,
hold them vertically.
Imagine if your life is, you're very, I don't know, you're long, but you're thin, and you're narrow. And then your eyes are on either side of your narrow, flat fucking body. How do you read and shit? Well, I guess you don't. I guess fish mainly listen to Audible. By the way, go to crabdiving.com/audible. Order some books and listen to if you have eyes on either side of your head, don't come together at all.
I'm trying to find the story. I know there was a story where he was running around naked in a hotel, right?
I thought we could be getting that mixed up with somebody else. That's not Scott Brown, right? The EPA guy, that lunatic. It's not him.
No, I don't think so.
That's a fun game.
Last month, Juan Kett said Trump's Dr. Candyman is running for Congress. That's why I think Trump tweeted it, because Ronnie Jackson is one of the four people running.
Yeah. Jeez.
And, for this, he's running for Congress Texas.
Well, let's say you're running for Congress in Texas and somebody says, excuse me, Dr. Ronnie, how do you explain this behavior? Running around, I mean, I would say that's harassment, right? Sexual harassment, if you're naked, banging on a female colleague's door or any colleague's door with your dick out. Well, your dick is out, you're naked.
Yeah.
That's harassment, right?
I don't think he was naked.
Okay.
At that point.
But he was
drunkenly pounding on a female staffer's hotel door, but I don't think he was maybe naked at that point.
Right.
I don't think he was naked.
Yeah.
But he was banging on it. But he was definitely banging on her hotel room door. Drunkenly yelling in the middle of the night.
And yelling.
Yes.
Have you ever been around anybody wasted and just yelling? I mean, it's crazy. The guy's nuts. In a hotel? Like, who is that? That's the president's doctor. Oh, good. He's like that guy from Cannonball Run. You know what I'm talking about? The proctologist with Dom DeLuise and Burt Reynolds.
Oh, yeah.
Part of their cover
in
that race.
Yeah. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. I don't know if Amazon has Cannonball Run.
Or go to crabdiving.com/Audible and get the audio book of that. I think Cannonball Run was based on a novel or no?
Was it?
Yes.
We've got an impeachment going on,
Do we?
Well, you know.
Sort of. We have some theater.
The impeachment happened. We've got a fake sham trial going on right now.
Right.
Hashtag impeach Trump trending.
Damn!
On the Twitter. I'm trying to find the crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Oh, you're looking for a thing.
We've got, good news?
Oh, yes. Good news, but with a caveat.
The World the World Health Organization is saying that the viral illness in China, that has sickened hundreds of people is not yet considered a global health emergency.
Okay. Good. So they've cured it.
Chinese authorities have moved to lock down three cities,
right?
Canceling major events in Beijing during the Lunar New Year holiday period, trying to contain the new virus.
And that's a big deal, right?
I would assume.
Yes. Party. Have you ever been there?
Or? Party like it's 3784.
Is that what the Lunar New Year is?
I don't know what the Chinese year is.
It's the year of the dick.
The United Nations Health Agency announced the decision after independent experts spent 2 days assessing information about the new coronavirus.
Yeah.
So they're apparently not as worried.
Oh, okay.
Previous emergencies have been declared. Zika.
Oh, yeah.
In the Americas. The swine flu pandemic.
Zika
like
was
that.
The thing that made your head small, or if you had a baby.
If you were pregnant.
Small.
Yeah. Jeez. Mosquito.
Oh, yeah. Mosquitoes suck. And guess what? With global warming, we're only going to get more, right? We're going to get more fucking mosquitoes,
way
dude.
Their vibe.
Yeah.
In a lot of places.
Zika sucks. So are we going to, I guess you don't have much of a choice. You just believe China, right? Whatever the fuck you're saying about this corona.
Right. There's that to consider also.
Because their government lies sometimes. Just saying.
Theirs.
Oh, yes. Oh, so does ours.
So that's, I don't know, I guess good news, one could say.
Thinking about all these fucking rich people, and it's like all this money squirreled away in their bank account, they probably don't even know.
Well, right. We've talked about offline. We've talked about these mansions that they literally don't go to. They have and they don't go to. There was that old lady, the heiress. And she heiress. So she inherited all of this money and all these houses, and she died, and she literally had like a dozen giant houses around the world that she had not been to. She lived to be like in her 90s.
Right.
She hadn't been to since she was in her 60s. So 30 years, these houses have sat empty, fully staffed, fully cleaned, fully landscaped.
Right.
For dozens of years.
It's like
with
that.
No hope anyone was going to go there. Meanwhile, there's veterans on the street.
Yep. People living in boxes. I mean, that should be. See, you would think if a bunch of people that believed in some Christianity bullshit where Jesus was like, love thy neighbor and turn the other cheek and help the poor and all this other shit, you'd think that religion crap would sort of take care of what you just described, but it really doesn't. It kind of exacerbates it, right?
Yeah.
Which is strange.
Oh. The headline over at the HuffPost says, Dems dismantle Trump defenses.
Oh, shit.
With his own defenders' words.
Okay.
And apparently, they're brilliantly playing some clips of shit that Mitch McConnell, Lindsey Graham said about Bill Clinton's impeachment in the day.
Oh, wow. Wow. I mean,
second day of arguments before the Senate.
Because Lindsey Graham was an impeachment manager, right?
Yeah. Today they were talking about Trump's, the first article, Trump's abuse of power. Trump's lawyers argue that the president hasn't been accused of a specific crime, so they're, the articles of impeachment are invalid because there's no high crime misdemeanor.
Right.
But the managers today played video footage of some of Trump's biggest defenders contradicting that idea in the past. Lindsey Graham.
But this is different.
In 1999.
Yes.
What is a high crime? I think it's truth. I think that's what they meant by high crimes. Doesn't have to be a crime.
What?
It's just when you start using your office and you're acting in a way that hurts people, you committed a high crime.
Well, has Trump done that with his office? Has he hurt anyone? Oh, it's just the hypocrisy is just fucking insane, man.
Sadly, they say Graham wasn't in the chamber when Nadler played that clip. He'd stepped out, it said, moments before. Nadler also played statements by Attorney General William Barr from the day and Trump's current attorney, Alan Dershowitz, a member of his own impeachment team,
right,
that are inconsistent with their current, I'm going to put air quotes around it, defense of Trump.
Do you think when Alan Dershowitz is invited to a party and he's given a plus one, the host is like, try to bring somebody 21, please, because, you know. Right.
At least 18.
We're at a bar.
Trump's lawyers have argued that even if Trump abused power in an attempt to pressure Ukraine to open investigations into Biden, it wouldn't matter because the House never accused him of committing a crime, an actual crime that's on the statutes. And they don't have to. Everyone knows they don't have to. It's a political process. Abuse of power was one of the articles of impeachment against Richard Nixon. There is no law on the statute that says what abuse of power means.
Well, there's also no law that says a sitting president can't be indicted. Right?
Correct.
There's a fucking memo that opinions, people tend to give. I don't understand why the Democrats fucking care about that or why. Well, yeah, it's our Department of Justice.
I wonder why that if it wouldn't have been better to just launch on that right away. Take it to the Supreme Court.
It made me nuts.
Take it to the Supreme Court.
I didn't understand why. I just assumed there was a law or something. And then when somebody finally explained that it's based off some bullshit from Watergate, that's the dumbest shit. See, that's Bob Mueller's fault. He should have challenged that. Why didn't he? Why did he accept that? It's on a memo somewhere that you can't indict a guy that's skull-fucking our country?
Nadler said, impeachment is not a punishment for crimes. The Constitution is not a suicide pact. It does not leave us stuck with presidents who abuse their power in unforeseen ways that threaten our security and democracy.
That is, our Constitution isn't a fucking suicide pact. And we have people that are like, hey, we just got to trust in the system no matter fucking what, really.
The president's conduct is wrong. It is illegal. It is dangerous, Nadler said. It puts even President Nixon to shame.
I think our country, it would help us. See, this election to me is insane. We should all skip to the part where Trump loses and he doesn't leave and then start figuring on what to do.
And then Sylvia Garcia, impeachment manager, spent a half hour debunking the Republican claims that Trump had legitimate reasons for wanting Ukraine to announce investigations into Biden.
Well, legitimate.
Well, yeah, he's concerned about corruption, Ryan.
Oh, yes. Well, Lex Luthor probably believed he had legitimate concerns when he decided to import some kryptonite and shove it up Superman's asshole.
So Representative Garcia replayed several diplomats testifying that the prosecutor's investigation into Burisma had been dormant. She said, Vice President Biden called for the firing of this prosecutor at the direction of U.S. policy. In other words, he hadn't done it for himself.
Yeah.
And why all of a sudden does Trump's interest in Biden's corruption develop after Biden joins the race?
Yeah.
For the 2020 presidency.
Right.
Hmm.
You know, that's where the Republicans lose their mind. Like, how dare you question the timing?
She said, it wasn't until Biden began beating him in the polls that he called for this investigation.
Right. And guess what? When Biden goes away and maybe he's not the nominee, let's say Elizabeth Warren is, they'll drum up some other bullshit on her.
But, you know, the stalwarts are still doing their shit. Senator Ron Johnson, God, Wisconsin, you were so close to getting rid of Ron Johnson that last election, but you just didn't pull it off. But let's blame little Scotty Walker, even though you excised that testicular lump.
Yeah.
You got rid of Scotty Walker, but you couldn't quite get rid of Rojo. This Ron Johnson fucker needs to go. He told reporters, we shouldn't even be in an impeachment trial. There shouldn't even have been an impeachment inquiry.
God.
He says he believes Trump when Trump says he's only concerned about corruption in Ukraine.
Nobody believes that, you fuck. Nobody believes that, you fuck.
No, literally nobody believes that.
Republicans should show your cards. Just say it. You're nearly there, right? They're nearly there. Just put on your hoods and come to work. Just explain that you're racist piece of shit dick bags and stop pretending like you're constitutionalists.
Yeah.
And the Democrats should stop pretending they're constitutionalists. What is that document doing for us? What is it doing? It's not doing one fucking thing.
So that's what's going on there.
I mean, if Andrew Yang woke up today and wrote a memo out and said, we're going to do this UBI, but to do all this, for me to get all this through, we have to rip out our constitution and rewrite the whole thing. And I'm going to take over our government with this elite force of X-Men or whatever the fuck. And I'm going to do that. I'm down. I'm down for that. But this other way where Andrew Yang and all these other smaller fringe candidates have to go through our system is insane. How is a UBI ever going to get passed with Republicans or
well,
moderate
yeah,
Democrats?
I mean, yeah, it's
they
gonna
don't
be a while.
But
I like having him in the I like him putting it into the national debate. I don't think he's going to win. But I think he's, I like having other candidates now having to say, you know, well, yeah, we should look into that.
Yeah. I mean, we should look into why we can't have it, too. I mean, well, to me, like, what we're living through right now is evidence that our government is shit.
Penetration of the vagina or rectum by any object.
We have to do something about this. It's crazy. It's crazy that we're being held hostage because some memo, some fuckhead wrote from Watergate that says you can't indict a crooked president. That's dumb as fuck.
Over at the Drudge, excuse me, over at the Drudge Report.
Yes, Shelby, do the Heimlich.
The opposite story of what we said a little earlier about this virus. All the headlines over at Drudge: spread, cities quarantined, cover up fears mounting. That's what you're talking about. Suspected case in Texas.
Oh shit!
Virus scare at LAX. And then my personal most interesting little tidbit found out today.
Okay.
But I need to find a sound effect.
Oh, shit.
That I haven't played in a minute.
Right. Are you looking for a sound effect? Is it the Republican clown car? Or?
No.
Oh, I missed that one.
That's that one.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's my one complaint I've said with my sound effects.
Yes.
Platform that I have here. It's
right.
I couldn't find it. I just went through everything once and I couldn't find it. Well, it's when animals get pissed.
Yes.
And the story here that ties in. Here we
go. Oh, shit.
When animals get pissed.
I guess I could have done it live.
When animals get pissed.
I like that.
Here is the emergence of the new coronavirus strain in Wuhan, China.
Wuhan, baby!
Has us all on alert following the recent revelation that the virus is spread via human-to-human transmission.
Oh, shit.
Chinese authorities have halted flights and trains, et cetera, advising inhabitants not to travel.
Oh, shit.
Researchers have been working tirelessly to understand... the new health risk.
Yes. Well, it kills you, right?
Both in origins and nature in order to formulate the best way to stop it.
Oh, fuck.
Now they've zeroed in on how the virus, officially named 2019-nCoV.
Okay.
NCOV. By the World Health Organization. How it first spread to humans. Yay. They believe it was spread... exposure on the wholesale at a wholesale market to snakes.
What? Somebody's what?
The study concludes the first human diagnosed with the strain had in all likelihood visited a market in Wuhan,
right,
where a large assortment of wildlife were available for purchase, including snakes, bats, farm animals, poultry, and seafood.
Okay.
They did a detailed genetic analysis of the virus.
Right.
Where they compared it to any available genetic information on other viruses from across the world and animal kingdom.
Yes.
It resulted in the conclusion that this new virus formed due to the combination of a coronavirus strain usually found in bats with another coronavirus strain of, quote, unknown origin.
Oh, shit.
The product was a new virus that featured a recombination, a new mixture, of a viral protein. It mutated. In other words, it became bad.
Okay, so there's some science shit that we learned about with this virus. It means it's bad. It's fucked up.
The very beginnings appear linked to bats, but they found evidence of the virus at some point making its way into snakes.
Are you telling me... But it's an unknown element in this thing. They can't identify. Is that what you're saying?
No, it's an unknown virus.
Okay.
Nice try.
What do you mean?
You're talking about the periodic table shit again.
No. No, but that's... Thank you for bringing that up. It's not... This virus is not found in the periodic tables.
Well, every...
There's only one.
Well, right. Whatever... The atoms of the virus are made out of are in the periodic table.
Did you not see? Do you not remember? Oh, which one was it? I believe it was Superman 2, starring Gene Hackman, Christopher Reeve, late Christopher Reeve. And Lex Luthor decided he's going to make his own kryptonite. And they had some kryptonite analyzed. And there was one element. It was an unknown element. And that unknown element that they couldn't identify, they just use tar or something. I think that's what they said. They used cum. But it didn't kill Superman. It just made him evil.
Oh, spoiler alert.
Is that what we're dealing with? Something like that?
No.
Okay.
It's a mutation,
right,
that happens in like natural selection and evolution and shit in science.
Right.
They think it's likely that new vaccines or antiviral drugs will be developed, but they think pre-existing antivirals might be able to put a dent in it also.
So, but that does that mean that they can cure it? Like, if you catch it, you won't die?
Well, not a small percentage of people that that caught it have died.
Right. Okay.
Usually the older, your older people have compromised immune systems.
But it came from snakes.
Somehow they think it was at a market.
That sold snakes.
That where you could get yourself a snake.
Yeah, I just can't imagine. You're like, what business do I want to do? I'm looking at it where I live. It's a niche market for snakes. I could sell snakes. What a horrible business. So your whole life is finding snakes and then putting them in some kind of container and then selling them. That just sounds...
Well, I mean, you maybe do other things.
You do other things like you're paranoid all the time. Like, where are these snakes? Did a snake get out?
Traced back to snakes. So there you go. A little science for everybody.
Great, everybody. Thank you, God. Well, that's the only reason we have snakes, right? Is because women, because Eve ate an apple and then God created a snake to bite her or tell her to eat the apple, something like that. Yeah, that's why we have the coronavirus. Thanks.
Okay, yeah. Thanks, Eve. Probably some butt sacks going on somewhere. Yes.
Oh, it's got to be this anal.
I guess there is a story that Trump, by the way, I guess had world record yesterday.
Yes.
Number of tweets, like 140 something fucking tweets or retweets yesterday.
What the fuck is this guy up to all day? I mean, besides raping.
You're right.
I like to rape.
Trump yesterday.
Yes.
Strengthened his opposition to allowing Bolton.
Yes.
John
Michael
Bolton.
Oh, John. Okay.
Oh, I wonder if he probably doesn't want Michael Bolton testifying either.
I can live without you.
He said that he's worried.
Yes.
About national security concerns. Some of the stuff they may talk about is very sensitive information.
Oh, it's very sensitive, like my sack. Jeez.
He cited national security concerns, explaining why Bolton, who was ousted in September, shouldn't be a Senate witness, but he added a note of apprehension about what his former advisor might tell senators, quote, "I don't know if we left on the best of terms." You don't like people testifying when they didn't leave on good terms, Trump said at a news conference. At a news conference at Davos.
That's true. That's true, right? I mean, you don't. You don't.
And then he says, and that was due to me, not him. Letting everyone know that the giant swinging schlong of "you're fired" came out from him.
That's my dick.
You're fired.
Right. God. What a fuckhead. What a fucking fuckhead.
Trump's comments about Bolton and his more than 140 tweets, a daily record for him, suggests that his heightened anxiety as the Senate for only the third time in history sat in judgment of a president. So
yeah.
I think he's a little amped up.
Right.
About
absolutely.
It.
Jeez. He's amped up. What a mess.
They quote Schiff here. The founders knew what it was like to live under a despot. They risked their lives to be free of it. They knew they were creating an enormously powerful executive, and they knew they needed to constrain it.
Jesus Christ. You got to keep that shit in your pants. Lock it down. It must be constrained. Shit.
So there you go. I watched a little bit of it. Schiff has the visuals.
Right. I heard he was compelling, right?
It's unreal. The evidence and the Republicans sitting there are like, this is bullshit.
You know, and
like Lindsay, this is all bullshit.
You know, everybody says it won't do any good. This won't matter. That you never know. You never fucking know until you do something. What are you going to do? Not
exactly.
Say what is happening.
That's what Nancy said. You know, we can't not do it.
What's the point? We're just supposed to let Trump roll over this guy. I mean, and he said the other day, did he not say, didn't we play a clip of him saying, oh, I could just be president for life and that would be great? And, you know, people don't believe him. When you say something like, are you worried he's not going to leave? People are like, well, then that would mean X, Y, and Z. Yeah, it would mean that, wouldn't it? I guess. We don't know.
Yeah.
And it's not out of the realm of possibilities that he will say, suck my dick, I'm not going, drag me out of here. We have evidence. And he said as much. He said if he wasn't elected in 2016, he wouldn't accept the results because he knows they're a fraud. He knows there's fraud.
Jim Baker, everybody. Tomorrow's Faithless Friday, by the way. We'll be talking more about the cross-shaped incursions into our holage.
Feels great.
This is Jim Baker. Listen to what he...
Is Lori involved?
Is selling. I haven't vetted this one. I haven't listened to this clip. This is
Crab Diving Unvetted.
From the Right Wing Watch Twitter feed.
Right.
This whole package for a $50 gift and a signed picture from Mike and the president. I want you to frame it, put it on your fireplace or somewhere in your house, and pray every day for the president. I'll tell you what.
Lori's got a pillow in her hand. This is for the MyPillow guy.
Wait.
Baker wants to sell, is selling a picture of Trump with the MyPillow dude. That you should put on your mantelpiece.
Well, what is up with this picture he's talking about, too? What is that?
That's it. That's what I'm saying. It's a picture of Trump with the MyPillow guy.
But it's not his picture's not on a pillow.
No, no, no. It's the guy that owns MyPillow.com.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a Trumpist.
Well, why don't they just give it away framed? What, that would be nice, wouldn't it?
This whole package for a $50 gift and a signed picture from Mike and the president.
Signed by Mike, not signed by the president. It's a picture of Mike with the president.
Oh, my God.
Signed by the MyPillow dude that he is sending you for your donation of $50. You also get...
That's a donation?
Oh, you get a pillow.
Oh. I get a pillow and a picture of Donald Trump.
The Mike Lindell bundle for $50. You get a book.
Yes.
The Mike... I can't read what the title is. The video is shitty. You get one of his. You get his book.
Oh God.
The movie.
Yes, Mike Lindell. The movie.
Unplanned. I don't know what that means.
That's
a documentary. The Mike Lindell story.
Oh, I know what that is.
Living the American Dream.
Let me explain to you. I haven't heard that, but Unplanned. This is the Mike Lindell story. His parents got. They got pregnant by mistake, and they could have had an abortion, but they didn't. They did what Jeebus wanted, and they let little Mikey Lindell shoot out of somebody's vagina, and they're like, look at all this great stuff Mikey Lindell did. And
Are you sure?
Well, I'm just guessing.
Oh.
And none of that would have happened if he would have been stabbed to death with a coat hanger. That's what they're saying.
And one of the fucking pillows.
Oh, yes.
You get a pillow.
Oh, I get a pillow?
For $50.
How big
must be a great one? Because I thought those pillows are pretty pricey.
Bucks or... What kind? Is it like memory foam? Does it...
I don't have that info. Well, here, listen.
Okay.
This whole package for a $50 gift and a signed picture from Mike and the president. I want you to frame it, put it on your fireplace or somewhere in your house. And pray every day for the president. I'll tell you what, I'll guarantee if you start putting up all these prayers and you remind everybody, you pray for the president, you pray for this country, we're going to see miracles. Miracles.
Yes, amen.
And if you send us $50 for all this bullshit, we are going to see miracles.
I mean, it's just all these Christians are barely awake, right? These people at this show, they're barely awake.
They're ancient.
They're pilled
up.
He's
taking advantage of people, many of which live on fixed income.
But why are these people stockpiling
food? Fixed incomes.
Yes. Why are they stockpiling food in the basement? Because
the black people are coming.
But if it's 30 years worth of
they let one be president
beans
a couple minutes ago,
they're not going to be alive long enough to eat all this shitty food. And again, this is my thing. With these
their kids are going to inherit 14-year-old freeze-dried potato soup from Jim Baker, part of the estate.
Oh, how sad. And you
buckets
know what?
Of food.
It's going to taste so bad that, like, there's only, we can use this for kitty litter. That's it. And so the cat will take a shit or pee on this thing, and then the food will hydrate with cat urine. That's horrible.
Miracles. Miracles. And if we're going to win this election, we've got to get involved.
Yes, we.
This whole package for a pip
there. They cut off Lori saying, yes, we do.
Get involved with my package. Oh, God. Soft brain motherfuckers. Not Jim Baker and Lori, the people there.
Yesterday, God. I'm going to sneeze.
God bless you, Pat. God fucking bless you.
Thank you for the allergies, Lord.
Shelby, get him an 8x10 of Mike Lindell and Trump fucking.
Somebody get me an autographed picture of the My Pillow guy.
Are they fucking in the picture? Is Trump been over?
Standing there, it's like him and Lev standing shaking hands. We reported yesterday on three specifically. Hard-hitting journalists that are participating or covering the events in Davos, Switzerland.
Oh, my God, dude.
True News is there, everybody.
Oh, these fuckers.
The White House credentialed, volcanic anti-Semite Rick Wiles.
And you would describe them as dumb as fuck, maybe.
And they're there at Davos. Here is a little bit of what you can see if you're watching True News.
Yes.
Some of their coverage.
Right.
Davos. This is Rick Wiles. Doc Burkhart. We learned his name yesterday. Doc.
The
usual yes man.
Look at all these gentlemen.
And there is a third gentleman whose name I don't fucking know, but I've seen him on that show before. He's like the third banana.
I think he's Banana Fuck McGee.
Younger dude.
Oh, yes.
But here's some of the mellifluous tones of Rick Wiles and the True News crew at Davos.
Fuck you.
Let's watch the video. This is Edward asking the question to Ivanka Trump today here in Davos.
I have a question for Ms. Trump. You mentioned at CES the interoperable learning record. You didn't mention many details about it. I was wondering if you could share a little bit if there's any work been done on that and how it compares with President Obama's electronic health records.
That's, I think, the first time you've been in a room that close to Ivanka Trump.
Definitely as a presenter. She's been at press conferences, but she's never been on the podium as the subject.
What was your impression of her?
God.
What the
Listen
shit,
to this.
Dude.
Listen to this.
What was your impression of her?
That she's never been on the podium as the subject.
What was your impression of her?
Very nice. She's a very nice woman. She's a mother, of course.
I understand that Gwyneth Paltrow is going to make a vaginal candle that smells like Ivanka's vajiji.
Oh, wait. Which one would you rather have? Well, Christmas will be here soon. What would you rather have? Ivanka's vag candle or who's the other one?
Well, I think you can get both of them.
Can I get Gwyneth's? A Kate Blanchett potpourri of her asshole, possibly. Maybe? God.
Two different flavors, pre and post-workout.
She's very cordial. She was very polite to me. And again, she answered my question in full. I mean, she didn't try to walk around it. I enjoyed asking her that.
Oh, come on. It wasn't exactly hard-hitting journalism.
I enjoyed it.
You talked about some esoteric dealio that she then explained. It's not like saying, hey, what do you think about your father blowing a load in a porn star while Ivanka was still recovering from shooting Baron out of her barons.
I thought it was
Melania.
It didn't make a difference. They're all fucking. It makes no difference. I don't know. What do you think? I want to see a Jerry Springer moment when Trump knocks somebody, when Ivanka's pregnant, they do a pregnancy test, and it's not Jared's sperm, it's daddy's.
I mean, she didn't try to walk around it. I enjoyed asking her that question, and again, she was very cordial to us.
Hey, you got it.
You know, even though she's married to a Jew.
Oh, wait. Now, yeah, that's got to be a problem for Rick Wiles, right?
Actually, she is one. She converted.
I mean,
asking her that question, and again, she was very cordial to us.
Hey, you got Ivanka Trump. I had Wilbur Ross. So we'll talk about it maybe tomorrow or Friday. Doc and I were in a meeting with Wilbur Ross.
The Commerce Secretary.
Yes, the Commerce Secretary, billionaire. We were sitting there in the front row.
I mean, God, what a tease tomorrow.
Yeah, that's how he said we were in a meeting with. And then he's like, we were sitting in the front row.
Oh, so they weren't really in a meeting.
No, these are press events where they're in the giant gaggle.
What's it like to suck Wilbur Ross's magnificent cock, Rick? I wonder.
But Rick does want to make a specific point for everyone.
Yes.
While we're here at Davos.
Bye. The unsaved Jews, because they rejected Jesus Christ as the Son of God, the Messiah. And now for 2,000 years, they have been in rebellion against God.
Oh. They are in rebellion against Yahweh!
We were wondering when he was going to start railing against the Jews in Davos, and here he is.
Hey, Rick, your Messiah is caca!
The unsaved Jews, because they rejected Jesus Christ as the Son of God, the Messiah. And now for 2,000 years, they have been in rebellion against God by rejecting Jesus Christ. And they are still searching for a Jewish king. They don't want a savior. They want a king.
Yes.
And Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Doc was all over that. Oh, yes.
Live from Davos. I mean, really, what are they talking about?
The hard-hitting anti-Jewry from...
I mean, the thing about these fuckheads... You can take the True News team. They're usually in Central Florida, right?
Somewhere in Florida, sure.
Now they're in Switzerland. This whole new world they've probably never been to before. Doesn't matter. Get these fuckers in a room. In 0.5 seconds, they're all like, the evil Jews are coming. Doesn't matter.
Well, that's Rick's vibe.
What a vibe. That's some vibe you got there, Rick.
They don't want a savior. They want a king.
Yes.
And Jesus was not the king that they wanted.
Right.
Because he did not promise them physical land. He did not promise an insurrection against the Roman Empire.
He promised them a kingdom.
He promised them to bring them into the kingdom of God.
Yes.
And they did not want Jesus Christ as their king. And they're still searching for a king today.
Yes. Well, there's plenty to choose from.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second, Rick. I have to, with all these layers on, I'm having trouble pulling out my dick.
Oh, yeah.
And stroking it while you're talking about how bad the Jews are.
I mean, these boot-looking motherfuckers. I mean, listen to that guy talking about interviewing Ivanka. I mean, these people are Nazi fucking bootlickers. That's all this is. They're just sucking Nazi dick all fucking day, and they fucking love it.
I want to know how Rick reconciles Ivanka converting to Judaism.
He doesn't know, or he doesn't care. He's awestruck by celebrities. You know how some people, they see somebody famous, and they start shitting themselves and coming all over the place? There's nothing. Listen, celebrities are celebrities because maybe some of them worked hard to get to become a celebrity, but a lot of times they're just lucky, and it's timing. Or they fell out of somebody's vagina who was rich. So quit carrying on like Ivanka is. What do they think Trump is in Ivanka? How do they see our royal family?
Sent by God.
To bring them into the kingdom of God.
Yes.
And they did not want Jesus Christ as their king. And they're still searching for a king today. But this person that the Jews are going to turn to, I believe, is Antichrist. Mm. Oh. And it confirms what I have believed for a long time, is that the person that we refer to as Antichrist will be Jewish.
The son of perdition.
Yes, the son of perdition.
The son of perdition. Total Jew. Oh, got to be a Jew. Oh, yeah.
Listen.
This is what he just said. It confirms what he's believed for a long time, that the Antichrist is going to be a Jew. What confirms?
I don't know.
What confirms?
The bullshit that I just looked up son of perdition. I've never heard of that before. With a demoniacal title that appears in the New Testament in the Gospel of St. John from whatever the fuck. So the son of perdition is Satan?
Yes.
Son of Perdition is bad. Okay.
By the way, I looked up Unplanned, which is one of the gifts you get for $50 with your my fucking pillow.
Ooh, am I right?
Over. It's a 2019 American anti-abortion drama film.
Oh, it's not even real. It's just it's a fucking... Could you imagine? Oh, I've been a feature.
Abby Johnson becomes the youngest clinic director in the history of Planned Parenthood. Then a life-changing experience turns her into an anti-abortion activist.
Wow. Did Abby go kill abortion doctors that perform abortions after that? Or
21 million at the box office. It made.
Are you looking at The Onion?
Released March 29th, 2019. Box office, $21.1 million.
Oh, God, yeah. Who is in this?
I don't recognize anybody.
Sad actors that have to do this fucking shit.
So you get a DVD of that along with the My Pillow Guy documentary.
Unplanned via Rotten Tomatoes. 40,
yeah, it's really not doing well over
40% at Tomato Meter. What does that mean? That's good or bad?
That's bad.
And an audience score of 90%.
Well, because the assholes who go to see it,
they like it.
Who's going to go see it?
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know a lot of people who are way into women having the right to choose that are going to go sit through Unplanned.
Yeah, you know, it's a bunch of guys, a bunch of old, angry white guys are going to watch this. And after they're done watching this shit, their old, angry assholes are going to drive out to some glory hole and fuck somebody's mouth through concrete.
That the Jews are going to turn to, I believe, is Antichrist. Mm. Yes. And it confirms what I have believed for a long time, is that the person that we refer to as Antichrist will be Jewish.
The son of perdition.
Oh,
yes, the son of perdition, the man of destruction. But he'll be Jewish, and the Jews will rally to him. They'll worship him.
This is a Davos hanging out, out in Switzerland.
Where is this? Where is this? Where is the son of perdition being discussed in Davos? Some economic fucking summit, other than in their little hidey hole here.
Right.
You go all the way to Davos.
They are representing the kingdom of God. You'll remember he said yesterday,
I'm representing the kingdom of Aquaman, and you can suck it, motherfuckers. Jeez, you go all the way to some amazing place. You huddle around in the room with a bunch of horrible white evangelicals jacking off to the idea of the son of perdition. Oh, and all the evil Jewish people are going to worship Satan. It's going to end the world. By the way, we're live here at Davos.
I'm just seeing what Doomsday Clock is trending.
When they're doing True News and their producer comes to the room, he's like, here's our rundown for the day. 8:45 to 9 p.m. We're going to talk about Son of Perdition. Then we're going to do some B-roll. Blah, 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 blah. We're going to talk about abortion. We're going to talk about how much we hate Jewish people. We're going to talk about how Ivanka Trump is just lovely to interview. God.
The Doomsday Clock.
Yes. Is good, or is it worse than it
is
was?
Is now set at 100 seconds to midnight.
Okay. Is that good or bad?
That is, it was 2 minutes, so it was 120, so we've lost 20 seconds.
Damn!
Closer to midnight.
Why isn't that a sign of how effective or ineffective our leaders are? Like, to me, the goal would be we're going to make more time on the doomsday clock, right? That's what you want.
That's what we would like, yes.
So does
or to stop the doomsday clock, clock.
I never really understood this. This doomsday clock means the minimum amount of time needed to destroy the planet.
No, it's a metaphor for how close we are to nuclear Armageddon.
Yes. And that was Dr. Strangelove's thing, right?
Because of world, the shit that's going on in the world.
Yeah. Yeah. Which president was it that thought, based on seeing Dr. Strangelove, that there was a war room somewhere in the White House or somewhere with the big board and all that shit actually existed? Someone thought that you know, the war room?
I don't remember. Is that George or was that, I don't remember.
You remember
Trump?
You remember the war room, though, from
sure.
the movie.
Yeah.
So Somebody thought that was a thing. I really think it was one of the Bushes.
I remember.
Yeah.
Please clap. Please clap. I have to sneeze again, kind of.
Oh, God bless you. God bless you. Is that Corona? Woo. You got Corona?
I guess Vindman is trending right now.
Vindman.
And because Schiff was going through the Vindman testimony. By the way, first person testimony. The Republicans tried that. You know, it's all hearsay.
To me, like what the Republicans have said about this Vindman and what he said is like, this guy Vindman has had this amazing career, and he's respected, and he's honest, and they're just shitting on him. They just don't believe him, or they don't care, or they think he doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about.
Well, he's against Trump, so they're gonna smear him as best right. they can.
But what about
with zero evidence?
What about his service career?
They don't care.
They don't give a shit.
No, look what they did to Kerry.
Oh yeah. Oh, the Swift boating thing.
Yeah. They don't care. You're right. They have no ethics or scruples or
John McCain, right?
Empathy or care or yeah.
Because we were very wrong when we thought that when he made that comment about McCain getting captured by the Vietnamese that would end Trump. And it didn't end him. In fact, he won. It doesn't make any sense.
True news is Vero Beach, Florida.
Jeez, God. Vero Beach.
Yeah.
It's like, is that near where the shuttle takes off at Kissimmee? Ah, it doesn't matter.
Atlantic side of Florida. North of Palm Beach, it looks like 50, 60 miles north of Palm Beach.
You know, the great thing about the Atlantic side of Florida is, you know, we had the oil spill over here and that sucks and everything. But, you know, people, at least around, are very concerned. There's a lot of laws about what you can and can't do at the beach, which does kind of make you laugh that, you know, somebody just spilled a whole fuck ton of oil. But yet, you know, they're worried about people putting, you know, and then they sand dunes and stuff like that. But like on the other side, on the Atlantic side, you can drive your car onto the beach and nobody gives a fuck. That's crazy.
I've also got a story here. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We're going to do it again tomorrow.
That's right, Pat.
2 to 4.
Yay. It's Faithless Friday.
God, I found this yesterday and I went reading about it.
Yes. Oh, reading.
And I don't think we ever talked about this.
Show off.
Now, you know, we should be like the Republicans.
Yes.
And share utter speculation with no evidence.
Oh, like, yes.
That's negative for people. But this has been out, and I saw it in a bunch of different places. That there's no corroboration. This story allegedly went to the mainstream media, and they were like, "Well, we can't corroborate."
Okay.
But there was a dude,
right,
who went to into acting. He was in the National Guard, I think.
Okay.
Army Reserve.
Right.
And he was called up, and he said Alan Lynch was the guy's name. Lexington postal clerk, served in the 100th Army Reserve. Okay, blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
1964, 65, 66-ish. This happened in 67. This is all the time he's in the military. He reported for summer active duty at Fort Jackson, South Carolina.
Right.
He worked in the administrative arm of an army unit for a major who was the assistant something to, you know, some clerical major.
Yes.
During his active duty in August 1967, Lynch remembers coming into the office, noticing the major was upset. He asked him what was going on. The major told him the following.
Okay.
That a new member of the 100th Army Reserve Unit in basic training at Fort Knox had been arrested in the barracks for sodomy.
Oh, God. You're arrested for that?
The major said the guy's getting out of the military.
Yes.
And the excuse will be due to an illness, an eye disorder. The major then told a joke about it, saying, I guess the guy couldn't see the difference between guys and girls. Yuck, yuck, yuck,
God,
yuck, yuck.
So dumb. So wait, this guy got arrested for having sex with someone of the same sex.
Yes.
What?
Lynch asked him, it's 1967.
Oh, okay.
Jeez. Lynch asked, well, how could this guy get a discharge? Why isn't he going to jail? And the major said that this guy, whose name I'll say in a moment,
okay,
had served as an intern to Senator John Sherman Cooper, a Republican.
Right.
Senator Cooper had called the commanding general at Fort Knox to try to arrange just letting this guy get a discharge,
okay,
and saying that he had a condition,
yes,
called optic neuritis.
Now, meanwhile, other people in the Army may have been arrested or what the fuck ever for having gay sex, right? Or,
right,
you know.
Meanwhile, as a side note, in 1967, optic neuritis was curable,
okay,
with steroids,
right?
Even in 1967,
yes.
And the people that had read this had said that they didn't know of other people that were discharged, medically discharged, because of optic neuritis. They usually would give them steroids,
yes,
and you're back in the Army.
But if you give someone steroids, does that make them not want to be gay?
I don't know.
Okay.
At the time, the major told Lynch the name of the soldier, but it didn't stick in his brain. He said it wasn't important to him at the time. It wasn't until a Senate race in 1990 where this name came up that he remembered the incident.
God, who is this?
It was a Senate race in Kentucky.
Is this Mitch McConnell?
And it's Addison Mitchell, Mitch McConnell.
So, Cocaine Mitch.
There's no corroboration. All we have is this one guy.
But wait, pretend I'm a Republican. You don't need corroboration.
Well, exactly. That's why I'm reading it.
So, Mitch
McConnell. I'm saying we don't have any evidence of it, except this one guy claiming this happened. But there are other weirdities. Like when you try to look into his military record, there was like inconsistencies or something, like people that were looking, there was just like a lot of weirdities going on.
Right. So like Mitch McConnell hooked up with some dude in the Army and was going to get arrested for it, or in this senator intervened on his behalf so he wouldn't.
Yes.
Wow.
This person says this journalist said there was an interesting inconsistency in McConnell's public Army record.
Yes.
There's a differing answer to a section of his records titled Transcript of Court Martial.
Okay.
Every other section of McConnell's records without information says N.A.
Okay.
This particular section uniquely states not on file.
Oh. The NA means not available.
Not applicable.
Not applicable.
Or not available. Okay. Yeah.
But not on file means.
And it's the only one that says that.
Oh, okay. That's.
In every other space, they typed NA.
Right.
under transcript of court martial.
Yes.
It says not on file.
Interesting. So there's no corroboration that Mitch McConnell even is this person that hooked up with somebody while they were serving and then got discharged because of it. Well, because of astigmatism.
Right.
I mean, I didn't know Mitch McConnell was a veteran. Did he serve? Or?
Well, that was it. He got kicked out for optic neuritis.
Well, I mean, is it known that he was in the military anyway?
No, no. That's even hard to... I don't think he even really talks about it.
God, that's strange. So nobody can prove whether or not Mitch McConnell was in the military?
Oh, it's in his record. You could get his record. It says he was discharged for optic neuritis.
Oh, okay. Okay. I got you.
And that
I
weird not on file
yes.
court-martial.
Damn. Well, can't someone figure out what this is and find pictures of him fucking a dude so he's not reelected in that fucking state of Kentucky or something? Because that will bother his constituents, wouldn't it?
So that was actually a couple of years ago. That's the story I was reading from, but...
That's I've never heard
so
that.
Put that one out there.
Right, right, right. Well, wait.
And
so,
who cares? But it's obviously the hypocrisy of the thing and the cover-ups and all the bullshit. And
listen, if two guys in the army hook up and start fucking, I mean, as long as they're doing their job, who gives a shit? I've never been in the military, but, you know, who fucking cares? And if Mitch McConnell likes to fuck dudes, who fucking cares?
Again, who cares, but...
Why can't you just be proper? Why do you have to be so disgusting? Why do you have to... Why can't you use proper language, right? Yeah, same fucking bitches that tell me I can't say pussy do this on their Sundays when they're bored.
My pussy, my pussy, my pussy, my pussy, my pussy.
This is very odd. This is a group of women... standing in a circle, another woman is
you
lying.
Have a visual?
Another woman is lying on the ground.
One second, I have.
And the women are singing in very nice harmony. My pussy, my pussy. This is from the Brenda Dilley show today. Oh, it's not going to load now. It's going to be a little snatchy.
It's going to be a little snatchy, pun intended. Yeah.
I'll get to this.
My pussy.
Years from now, some of them may look back.
Oh, that's the opening.
God. My pussy. I can see why.
Why can't you just be proper? Why do you have to be so disgusting? Why do you have to... Why can't you use proper language, right? Yeah, same fucking bitches that tell me I can't say pussy yeah. Do this on their Sundays when they're bored.
My pussy. Ooh. My pussy. My pussy. My pussy, my pussy, my pussy, my pussy, pussy, my pussy. There's a party in my pussy.
Oh, snap! Yeah.
Something great is going on.
World star! World star!
What the fuck is this? This is Brendan Dilley commenting on this. I don't know what's going on, by the way.
Why you held this until the show's almost
I just
over?
Found this.
Oh, I was going to say, because this is good.
I know all the lyrics. There's a party in their pussies. Puss, puss, Drop it. Drop it.
I hate that this is funny. Fuck
oh,
him.
Fuck.
But it is pretty funny.
That is funny.
Drop it.
There's a party in my...
Yeah. Oh, it ended. So anyway, that's your Grammy nominee. The Pussy Puss Band is apparently what they call themselves. How'd you guys like that?
I loved it.
Feminism for the win. There you go, ladies. You don't need us and our toxic masculinity. You definitely have this lockdown. 100%. I hope the coronavirus heads there next.
Hey.
Oh, there you go.
Hey, hey, I'm going to go rare. I like the My Pussy Band. I like it. Do another one. My boob, my nipple or something. I don't know. I like it. I don't agree with Brendan.
There's a little moment.
Pussy.
There's a little moment of moment of Dilly today, everyone.
Yeah. Well, hey, good job. Is that really the Pussy Puss Band? Or the
I don't know.
Good
don't,
job, guy, just, girl, ladies. It's nice work.
I just saw a
jeez,
a clip. A clip from Brendan Dilly.
Yeah.
Oh shit, we gotta get out of here.
Uh-oh.
Thanks for joining us, everybody.
Yay!
Let's do it again tomorrow. Faithless Friday, y'all. 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. You can always get us online, streaming at crabdiving.com/listen. Or you can find us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting applications or crabdiving.com. Ryan's going to be doing some stand-up comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed, Rated R Comedy. Instagram, Rated R Comedy. And go to his website for his full schedule, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great evening, everybody. Let's do it again tomorrow, shall we?
Vote blue, motherfuckers.
Now, I'm going to pray in tongues for a moment. Somaka sidi dalamuku.
Masturbation, sadomasochistic abuse.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.